This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. The University of South Florida's Sarasota Manatee campus recently hosted a career fair. The auditorium was packed as employers and students talked about what they each were seeking.
And moving forward, do you still want to stay in like the hospitality or kind of want to pivot to you're open-minded to different things?
I'm open-minded to different things. So far, my experience has been in the restaurant industry, but I really like designing training for pretty much anything.
In one corner was Vernice Gums Crunk. The native of St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands is a 49-year-old student who's making a career change after two decades as a call center manager. But today, the accounting senior and her classmates were in charge. You see, this wasn't a regular career fair where students serve as the suitors. This was a reverse career fair.
There were several people that approached me and said, I specifically checked you off because I knew you were an accounting student and I wanted to speak to you. And that's great to hear. It boosts your morale and your, confidence.
Ben Hines is USF Sarasota Manatee's coordinator of internships and service learning.
Typically, we have employers that are tabling and waiting for the right talent to come through. But what a reverse career fair does is put students behind the table so that the talent is already in the room. All employers have to do is just show up.
Students did put on a bit of a show for those employers. Instead of dry resumes, they put together displays showing off their work, both academically and professionally, and maybe even some personal information. Think a science fair booth, but with the student as the main exhibit. Gums Crunk went high-tech, using a 40-inch big-screen TV monitor to show off a brightly designed PowerPoint resume describing her experience and her interests.
If you notice some cartoon characters, I love the superhero movies. I wanted to bring that out and them to see them have a humorous side to me.
Almost 60 students, ranging from freshmen to recent graduates, applied for the fair back in August. After an interview process, half of them were chosen to take part. But first, they had to go through training sessions, focusing on such things as resume development, networking, and how to handle a job interview. By picking the students in advance, Hines says that organizers knew what type of businesses to invite.
So that everyone in the room has at least an employer or three there that are happy to talk with them.
In addition, all the employers had to have positions available.
I mean, you go to a traditional job fair and some employers that are present will only hand out anonymous cards to students where there's no name, there's just maybe a contact email on it, maybe a phone number. And it's a generalized approach to what should be a very personal approach.
Juan Arcila is with Unidos Now, a nonprofit Sarasota organization that was looking for potential employees and interns. He loved the reverse career fair because it's a different way to get to know students.
I am so impressed with everything that I'm seeing. They're prepared, they're engaged, and it doesn't look like it's a rehearsed speech. They're very natural, so this is a skill set that they're going to take even after they graduate from college.
And Lucas Ost, a marketing senior from Germany, found the event to be less stressful than a regular career fair.
A lot of times what tends to happen when you're at a regular job fair is there's so many students, they all have the same goal. They're all trying to talk to that particular employer and find employment. Here, I've seen a lot of employers walking around, they have circled out who they want to talk to specifically, and it's much more student focused, and I feel like it gets the goal of a career fair across better, and that's to provide jobs.
To read more about the reverse career fair and to see photos of some of the students' eye-catching displays, visit our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.